This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden, speaking bluntly to reporters, described the purported Russian killings of Ukrainian civilians.
Yes, I called it genocide because it's become clearer and clearer that Putin is just trying to wipe out the idea of even being able to be a Ukrainian.
Past American leaders often have dodged formally declaring bloody campaigns such as Russia's and Ukraine as genocide, hesitating to trigger an obligation that under international convention requires signing countries to intervene once genocide is formally identified. Russian President Vladimir Putin vowed Tuesday that Russia's bloody offensive in Ukraine would continue until its goals are fulfilled, and insisted the campaign was going as planned. This is despite a major withdrawal in the face of stiff Ukrainian opposition and significant losses. Ukraine said Tuesday it was investigating the claim that a poisonous substance had been dropped on its troops. And it was not clear what the substance might be, but Western officials warned that any use of chemical weapons by Russia would be a serious escalation of the already devastating war. Putin insisted Tuesday that his invasion aimed to protect people in parts of eastern Ukraine, controlled by Moscow-backed rebels, and to ensure Russia's own security. An armed gang has killed more than 100 people in a remote part of northern Nigeria. Survivors and local authorities made the statement on Tuesday. The attackers targeted four villages in a Kanem area, Plateau State, the most recent.